Good almost afternoon. It's time for the nearly noon news on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Mostly sunny today with a high near 55 degrees. Tonight partly cloudy with a low around 39. And on Friday sunny with a high near 67. And in the news for today and our special coverage of Wisconsin's upcoming midterm general elections, today we look at the race for lieutenant governor. The role of this office is to be the first person in the line of succession of Wisconsin's executive branch, thus serving as governor in the event of the death, resignation, removal, impeachment, absence from the state, or incapacity due to illness of the governor. Mandela Barnes, who is currently running for the Democratic candidacy for the U.S. Senate, is the present lieutenant governor. Wisconsin is one of seven states where the lieutenant governor is nominated in a separate primary but runs on a single ticket with the gubernatorial nominee in the general election. The Democratic nominee for lieutenant governor is Sarah Rodriguez, who has served in the state assembly, District 13. She sat on four committees and sponsored two bills, SB 75, which would have prevented certain abortion prohibitions, which was defeated by the Republicans, and SB 1068 aimed at protecting voter rights, which was also defeated. Rodriguez, whose background is in nursing, favors continued financial support for Badger Care. She said she views many issues through the lens of health care, gun violence, mental health, public safety, and Rodriguez also supports a pro-choice model on women's health care issues. Roger Roth, the Republican candidate, has been in the state Senate since 2015. He is clearly aligned with Republican governor candidate Tim Michels, supporting a pro-life position, including criminalizing abortion, enacting the Parents' Bill of Rights, which influence what curriculum can be taught in state schools, and he authored the Universal School Choice Bill, which Governor Evers vetoed. He supports making voting harder by changing laws that currently exist among a myriad of others. The office of lieutenant governor is often seen as ceremonial. It draws an $80,000 annual salary. As we reported on Wednesday, Governor Evers vetoed 120 laws proposed during his term by the conservative Republican legislature under Speaker Robin Voss. Michael said all of these vetoes would be overturned under his administration if he is elected. Evers vetoed bills that would have expanded gun rights, including one that would shield gun makers from lawsuits and another declaring that federal assault weapon bans not apply in Wisconsin. He vetoed a long list of changes in Wisconsin's safety net programs, including one that would have cut unemployment benefits by up to 12 weeks. And he vetoed around 20 plans to change election laws in Wisconsin, many of which would have added hurdles to voting absentee. That, according to a report from WisPolitics. My vetoes reflect my belief system, Evers said in an earlier interview with Wisconsin Public Radio. I think people understand that part of my job going forward will be that goal and prevent bad legislation from becoming law. Election Day is Tuesday, November 8th. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.